Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-3-7-5-6-9. Okay, so here's, I don't know, you know, the Chin and I have decided we are personally dedicated, the two of us, to changing the entire world by having a good news story of the day.
That's
every
right.
day. And, you know, look, you know, the story about the starfish. Do you know the starfish story, Shane?
No, I haven't heard that
this,
one.
It's a cool story.
Okay.
The idea is it's kind of, I suppose, a metaphor or apocryphal or whatever, a fable. Little girl after a storm is going around on the beach. And as if you live on a beach, you know that after a storm, there are starfish washed up on the beach. And they really can't survive. So the little girl is wandering around, picking up starfish and putting them gently back in the water. One at a time, and somebody finally comes along and says, "Do you know how many starfish there are? You know, you can't possibly make a difference. It doesn't make any difference to anybody." And she said, "This does the starfish." And that's, to me, kind of one of the things to remember in our life is every once in a while you think, oh, the problem is too big. I can't deal with it. No. But so start one at a time. You know, do what you can do.
Right.
You can only do what you can do. All right? So that's the starfish story. I think there's actually something called the Starfish Foundation as well. I mean, it's certainly not an original story, and it's been around for a while. But
so that's,
but
the foundation is based on that story?
I think it's, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Sure.
I think the Starfish, and there's no doubt that the Starfish Foundation is based on that story, or that sort of understanding of the world, or whatever we're going to call it.
Right.
All right, so Shane and I have decided that we are starfish part two or part three or something, so every day we're going to put up a good news story. And I don't know whether this is a good news story or not. Did you see this was, you know, the I-6 came out, is out, and there are big lines every place. Well, it turns out that Mickey D's, the Golden Arches, McDonald's, is going along feeding sandwiches to people in line. Apple, they're feeding actually Apple, those little apple pies things, which are actually pretty good. They're not very good for you.
They're kind of tasty.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and so because apple pies and apple slices, along with T-shirts, sunglasses, and phone accessories, to people lined up in the dark at the Apple Store in Chicago and New York, they said as well. I didn't see that. The iPhone 6 and iPhone 6 Plus are going on sale. The store opened at 8 o'clock. That is today. So, and the reason why, I mean, this is sort of a good news, but self-serving as well a little bit. Get it, self-serving, McDonald's, nevertheless. Wait until the story goes on. You'll get it in a moment. That they're doing Apple Pay. And you know, this new Apple Pay thing is a mobile payment system that works with a phone, but only the i6 and Apple Watch. At all U.S. restaurants beginning next month, customers keep a finger on the iPhone 6 Touch ID, hold their devices near a contactless NFC, near-field communication. We're never going to remember all these terms. To pay for a meal inside at counters or drive-thrus. McDonald's says its operators invested in the NFC technology for restaurant point-of-sale system as part of the company's digital strategy and commitment to customer emerging needs, which is pretty cool. I mean, it would be nice if the food was slightly better, but, you know, what can I tell you? Actually, the salads at McDonald's are not bad.
And you know what, though? Those things have a ton of calories.
Salt, yeah.
And salt, too. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I thought I was going to, you know, save some calories and be healthy eating at McDonald's one time, and I went there, and I was like, oh, wow, I might as well have just gotten a Big Mac.
No, well, the grilled chicken sandwich isn't bad. I think it's about 300 calories.
Okay. Oh, that's not
and
too bad.
Especially if
yeah.
you take the mayonnaise off of it. And,
sure.
And sort of take the, you know, I do this at Subway's as well. I do it with bagels. I do it with any kind of bread thing because, you know, I know you're not supposed to eat bread, but, you know, bread tastes better wrapped around stuff. So what can I tell you? And it's a habit. It keeps mustard from getting all over your fingers. But if you take out the inner, you know, the inner stuff, so it's just a little bit of bread, that's always seemed to me that you're saving some calories and you don't miss it at all in the taste. And so if you do that on the grilled chicken, it's okay. Actually, my great McDonald's story is I really don't eat food there very often, just because I think even the stuff that's not very high in calories is got MSG in it, and I get a headache from it. So yeah. I just don't do it. But they have the ice, the coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, especially the decaf, and it's right across the street from where I am a lot to doing screenings. So I get the iced decaf, and it almost invariably I have to wait for it, and quite often they're so apologetic about it that they like give me a cookie or give me one of the apple pies or something
nice.
Like that. So that's and I figure if it's free, it doesn't have any calories.
Yeah,
it doesn't make any sense. So that's pretty interesting. I would bet the next place that's going to do this is Starbucks.
Sure, they're a big partner with that too as well.
Are they?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Faster service, easier transaction via smartphones.
I'm actually a fan of this. I know a lot of kind of privacy advocates and that sort of thing are, you know, scared about the whole thing. But I'll tell you what, if I can somehow eventually have everything on my phone so I can just walk out with my phone, no wallet, no keys or anything like that, I'll be a happy guy. How about you? What do you think about that?
I don't disagree, and I certainly take. Although I have to tell, I guess I'm mixed about it. I like the idea of it. In practice, I have a calendar on my phone, and sometimes I remember to put everything on it. But even then, I have the backup that's written. It's just my life is too complicated, and losing, God forbid, I lost fun, which I've never done. I don't carry very much. The key thing would be kind of interesting, but that means somebody can get in your house.
Well, only if they had access to your phone.
Well, but that's the point.
Sure.
But I guess the other point is that it's going to, that, you know, if somebody can hack into your phone, which they probably can,
they can
hack into everything. I don't know. At some point, you know, as I said, I got a call from my credit card company about a week ago and said, we just turned down your thing at Walgreens. Call us, and it wasn't me. Somebody had apparently, and I guess this is not uncommon, they had gotten the numbers off my phone, because they had not stolen my credit card. I still had my credit card. But they had gotten the numbers off, but didn't know either the code, the security code, or the my zip code, which you have to put in. So it was turned down. And so when I got home, I called them, and somebody had put, you know, like $700 or $800 on. So they took it all off. It's just time consuming and irritating, but I mean, I think credit card companies, they're going to be the ones who are going to figure out a way to safeguard, because it's costing them the money in the long run.
Right, exactly.
It costs the rest of us some irritation, but it turns out that, you know, that they have. I mean, one of them, the one at Walgreens obviously wasn't honored, so there nothing happened. But somebody spent $160 on a cab, which I don't know where you could be that you could spend $160 on a cab.
Yeah, even I would imagine even in New York City, that's pretty high.
No,
huh?
It probably was a limousine, and presumably if you're renting a limousine, I don't know. I don't know. At some point, I need to find out what city that this was happening, because I made the assumption that it was here, and it may not have been.
That'd be like a trip all the way across Long Island or something, wouldn't it? All the way out to Montauk or something.
I don't know. I think halfway to to D.C. or something.
Yeah,
I was on a speaking tour. And I was doing a TV show, and there was a storm that came up, so I couldn't fly back. And they sent me back in a limo. And I think it cost about $250 to go from D.C. to New York in a limo.
Okay.
I just slept the whole way, which was actually kind of a nice thing to do.
Yeah.
And I wasn't paying for it. Somebody else was paying for
slick.
It. But, yeah. Well, I've done it a couple times. I actually got bounced off a plane once, and then a plane didn't land where it's supposed to. And if I have a speaking engagement, I have to get there. I've had to charter a private plane. I mean, all these crazy things. But if I say I'll be there, I'll be there. Speaking of which, what is this going on with Scotland? I didn't even know that there was a referendum coming up. Did you know anything about that?
I just heard about it yesterday, to be honest with you. I guess I'm not up on the news enough. But,
I hadn't heard anything about it. And the interesting thing is, it was a referendum for Scotland to withdraw from the UK, and on a referendum, and they decided not to. which I don't quite understand. I don't understand either part of it, but sort of interesting. So that's our good news for today. If there's something on your mind, I thought we'd talk about a little bit today. We've got a It's Broken, Let's Fix It segment coming up about oil dependency, which I think is really interesting. I hope you'll like it a lot. And I thought we'd talk about the issue about marriage and singles, since more people in the United States are single than married. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
All loans subject to Ondex Corp. Will must be business for at least 1 year to apply.
Attention, small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need Ondex, the A-plus Better Business Bureau rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At Ondex, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
do. No, it's not kind of what we do around here. It is what we do around here, which is talk with you about what's on your life, what's going on in your life. Every once in a while, I will find, or Shane will find, a story that we think relates to things that you may or may not know, or that you find interesting, that we find interesting, that we're interested in your comments on. And so that's what we do. But what we do best is answer questions that you call into us. Alrighty, 855-99 Dr. Joy, 855-99-37569. All right. So I found the story which even Shane didn't know about. Ta-da! Yesterday, that's the best of. Okay, let's ask him a question that he has no idea is coming. Yay! What fun!
Thanks.
The idea being that there are now more single people in the United States than married. It's by a very small percentage, 50.2%, but that counts. It's over half. And so we're asking people about being single and being married. And we've asked that separately. We've said to people, what's the best part about being married? What's the best part about being single? Which is, I mean, pretty predictable, right? If you ask people what's the best part about being married, they're going to say companionship, right? If you ask them the best part about being single, it's that you can do whatever you want, whenever you want, right? I mean, that's pretty straightforward. But if you ask people why they would want to be single, or, you know, why they would want to be married, and what are they at this moment? One of my theories is everybody who's married wants to be single, and everybody who's single wants to be married. So, Shane, do you have any take on this or not?
Not too much. I guess, personally, I mean, I love being married. It's, I mean, I guess for me, maybe I'm a needy person or something. I don't know. My wife and I talk about this, that we're both kind of, we need that other person in our life, I think, to kind of, I don't know if it's codependence or what it is, but just kind of, you know, have somebody to lean on and depend on every once in a while and to kind of confide in. So I love it, personally. I love being married.
How long
have
you been married?
We've been married now, what has it been, 6 years now. So, okay. Yeah.
And this is a second marriage or not?
Yes, this is my second marriage and her first, yeah.
What's the difference between the first marriage and the second marriage?
Oh, boy. I don't want to throw my first wife under the bus, you know, because she's listening. But, yeah, we had a pretty rocky time. We were high school sweethearts.
Yeah.
And, you know, now you know how that goes. I mean, I would not recommend that to any kids starting out. Let's put it that way.
It's, yeah, I know. We weren't high school sweethearts, college sweethearts, and
sure.
You know, married very young. And I think I think kids who we'd known each other for a while, but we'd known each other in such a protective environment, which was school.
Right.
That
yep.
I think
yep. Perfect.
And we
perfect
were okay example. For a while. Basically, we were fine until we had a child, and then somebody had to take care of the child, and mm-hmm. that's when. Mm-hmm. Because otherwise, it's kind of like a dating sleepover, right?
I right. Mean, just, yeah, that's right.
There's really not a whole lot to it, and once yep. you've got, I mean, the worst you have to worry about is who picks up the cleaning or who drives the car. Or who makes dinner, and you know, those are easy. Taking care of a kid, all of a sudden, becomes real life, and who has to do it, and we were just very different people who wanted
yeah.
really different things in life, and we genuinely liked each other. I think we genuinely loved each other, and we genuinely went. It's not even that we outgrew, because that sounds really patronizing. I think we just wanted such different things in life.
See, yeah, I think we outgrew each other. We just drew in really different directions.
Well, yeah, that, I mean, well. I think that's a better way. Just went in different directions, because outgrew implies that somebody stayed a child and somebody became a grown-up, which has some reality to it. But I think a gentler way of saying it is we just ended up wanting very different things in life as we got to be grown-ups. And there was one point in my life where I, you know, was really furious with him over how he dealt with me and our daughter. And now, I think he has the wife that he always probably should have had. It's certainly not a relationship that I would want. And I understand why we didn't work. But, yeah, so And I like being in a relationship with the right person, but being in the relationship with the wrong person is just it's a trap.
That's a great point. You know, I'm very fortunate in the relationship that I'm in, and that's why I feel comfortable in it. But yeah, I mean, if you're in the wrong relationship, it's a bad experience a lot of times.
Well, you're trapped because I've told the story before of a friend whom I was at a party with on New Year's, or on Christmas night, not Christmas Eve, Christmas night, and everybody was a couple but her, and my then husband worked for her ex-husband. And the hostess, in a moment of sheer, although this was one of those women that kind of inspired other women, she was a little tough on other women. So, you know, in retrospect, I can understand the hostess being a little harsh with her, because she said, "Wow, you must really feel lonely, you know, being the only single person here," which is kind of rude. And I've never forgotten what this woman said. She said, "I've never felt as lonely by myself as I did in my marriage." And I thought, that's the point. Because when you go home, if home is where you go to be safe and recharge, and it's not a safe place, it doesn't feel warm or nurturing, it feels either tense or unhappy or dangerous, God forbid, or unresolved, or all those kinds of things that can happen. Not, you know, I mean, look, everybody in a good relationship has a couple of days they think, "Oh, what am I doing?" But by and large, the positives, the positive days, the positive experiences outweigh. But if that's the situation, you're much better off being able to go to a quiet house and sort of curl up, you know, in your jammies in front of the TV or read a book by yourself than you are being in a war zone. So I think, you know, it's not so much the state. And I think to a certain extent that's what these statistics are reflecting, that the world is changing, and the idea, and part of it is the role of women. That most people would argue that the major changes that have happened in basically the last 75 years have become as a result of women's behavior, and that we're working, we can control our fertility, we're living longer. But it's changed everything. Once women weren't completely dependent on men for survival, which they have been for most of human history, everything changed. And I think men feel legitimately resentful of that, but they don't have to in the long run. In the long run, guys get to make the same choices that women make, which is, do I want to be with you? Not, do I feel guilty if I'm not taking care of you? Not, do I have to have that bone-chilling, crushing responsibility of taking care of another human being? But I get to choose. I get to choose if I want to work, if I don't want to work real hard, if I want to take some time off, if I want to go back to school, if I want to have children, if I want to be involved. I mean, I think that the guys are going to, in theory, we've done a terrible job, we women, at helping men understand why it's in their best interest for us to be co-partners in their lives. We really haven't done a very good job of it, because what most guys feel is any of the strides that women have made have been on their shoulders, that we've done, you know, that we've kind of used them and discarded them, which is, I think, not true. That most of the women I know, the successful women, like men, like being with men, they're just not willing to be toadies. The barefoot and pregnant thing doesn't work all that well. I don't think it ever worked very well for women or for men, but it's certainly changing, whether it worked or not. All right, when we come back, let's hear about your marriage or your singledom. 855-993-7. 7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-961-6303. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-961-6303. 800-961-6303. That's 800-961-6303.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I am here to help you about whatever it is that's on your mind. All you have to do is give me a holler, 855-993-7569. Omar, you are on the air. I am Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, how are you doing, Dr. Joy?
Very well, thanks. How am I going to help you, Omar?
Yes, I was kind of calling in regards. I'm going into a new relationship. And
okay.
I was wondering how important, percentage-wise, do you think sex is in a relationship?
I think it depends on the two people involved. How old are you?
37. He's 46. he wants to have sex once a day. I'm kind of like more like once a week. And as a gay man, we have different roles that we play.
How long have you guys been together?
3 months, and we're barely starting to get sexually active. But we agree on everything. We do the same. We have the same interests, hobbies, everything. But in bed, it's totally negative, positive.
Got it. Okay. So, well, I mean, look, 7 versus 1 is kind of a gap. But my guess is that do you ever make any overtures to him, Omar? Do you ever take the initiative?
Yes, I did this morning. I did. I had a sexual position that I really don't like, but since that's his type of sexual position, he enjoyed it. I didn't, but I think it has to be a mutual form.
Let me say something before you go on. I think that you're right. Sex has to be mutual, and there has to be some give and take, but I think involving yourself in something sexually that you don't like doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Because what's going to happen, because here's what I was going to suggest, and you can see from my suggestion why your suggestion is kind of the wrong track, I'm afraid. Because what I was going to suggest is if you said to him, look, you be in charge of our sex life Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I'll be in charge of our sex life Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, and then Sunday we all have a day of rest or something. But and on your days that I mean, presumably that he learns, because the two of you are just learning each other, there are things to do. For example, if he makes dinner that you're going to be so grateful that you're going to want to go to bed with him, or that you really are not crazy about early morning sex, but if he'll come and give you a back rub before dinner or before bed or something, that you're much more in the mood. So the two of you are learning to basically make each other feel cherished, which is the whole point about sex and love. All right, so that's number one. But the problem is if you take the initiative Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, which means each of you are in that scenario are allowed to kind of take a day and sort of instead of having sex, that you maybe do something else that you feel will please the person. In other words, you don't have to have sex 7 days a week. You don't have to have sex 6 days a week. But the idea is that he may be less interested in having sex every night if he feels that you are making some overtures, that you really enjoy sex, number one, and you enjoy sex with him, and number three, you want to please him. You doing something that you don't particularly like will take care of number three, but it's not going to take care of number one or number two, and in the long run, that's not going to hold up very well. So you need to figure out some overture to make to him that you enjoy as well as him enjoying it, because if otherwise you won't sustain it. If it's something only he likes, then first of all, you're not going to feel very good about it, and second of all, he's not stupid, and he presumably, the two of you are having sex for one of the reasons that people have sex, which is to feel closer to one another. And if yep. you're doing something, you're thinking, oh, man, I really hate this, you're going to expect gratitude. I mean, it just doesn't work. It doesn't work in any area of our life, but in the bedroom, it's the most toxic. So I think your heart's in the right place, but I think we're going to have to alter this a little bit, which is figuring out something to do with him that both of you like, so that you can continue to do it. He knows that you're enjoying it. He doesn't feel guilty, because to a certain extent, he's already going to feel like, you know what, you know, Omar's just doing me a favor, and that doesn't make either of you feel very good. So I hear what you're saying. Maybe the two of you need to have a discussion with your clothes on, without any alcohol or any other drugs involved, that says, look, tell me what you're really looking for in a sex partner. Tell me what you like. Tell me what works for you. And it may be that the two of you really like each other and are really good friends and are not going to have sex working very well for you, at which point you may end up being friends rather than mates or lovers. But I wouldn't give it up quite so quickly. But and I hear what you're trying to do. As I said, I think your heart's in the right place, but it won't work. So what you need to do is go back to him maybe as quickly as tonight and say, look, I really love you. I really care about you. Whatever is true, don't say something that's not true. And I want our sex life to work. And so it occurred to me that maybe instead of doing something I know you like that I don't really like, which won't work very well, and we could do that on your birthday, but you know, on in terms of trying to find a way of being sexual with one another, I'm willing to take responsibility for having sex at least a couple of nights a week. And you take responsibility for having sex a couple nights a week. And my guess is, Omar, if the two of you can figure out something that you're offering him that's appealing to him, that he may not need to have that every night kind of thing. Because for a lot of men, as you know, the idea of sex is, you know, tell me you love me, show me you love me, and sex is the way to do it. There are other ways of doing it, but having sex that feels less than happy and less than comfortable for you is not going to work.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it. And I did tell him I would do it once in a blue moon occasion.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's fine. I think that there are all sorts of things that we do for the people we love that are not our favorite thing. But I think in the bedroom, we need to have a number of behaviors that we really do like. They may not be our favorite, but we find pleasure in them as opposed to we tolerate them. Tolerating in the bedroom always turns out to be martyrdom. Most of us are not very good at faking it, and even if we're good at faking it, which, you know, most people aren't that good at it, that at least half the people know you're faking, and probably 100% of the people know you're faking. So sit down with him tonight and say, look, the point is, I want this relationship to work, and we need to do some work on our sex life. And if you want, you can both call me, and we can kind of go through some possibilities, if you want, in terms of, okay, how can this work? We don't have to necessarily be terribly graphic, or the two of you may be able to do this by yourself, of just saying, okay, let's talk about what you'd really like. And I mean, there's role playing, there's fantasy games, there are sex toys, but sex should be something that both of you really like and both of you really look forward to and both of you really enjoy. Okay?
I appreciate it so much. Thank you. I will.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
And obviously that applies for straight couples as well. The idea that, you know, that you're faking it or doing something that you're doing as a huge favor to your partner can work on, you know, on their birthday and, you know, New Year's Eve or something. But it's not a way to maintain and sustain a sex life. And when we're talking about anything else, it's not only our sex life. That's, you know, as you hear me say all the time, the hard thing about sex is not that we're physically naked, but that we're emotionally naked. And if we're not, then I think it's relatively pointless behavior. I mean, there are easier ways of dealing with it. But the point being that you want to have a relationship that's based on the truth of who both of you are. It doesn't mean we don't make concessions occasionally for the other person's pleasures, whether it's food or a cocker spaniel or our sex life or what movies we see. But the general day-to-day maintenance of a relationship is going to be dependent on communality of interest, things that both of you like doing together, that give both of you pleasure. And it may not be your favorite things, although there should be some of that sprinkled in, but it's things that both of you genuinely like and enjoy, which is why getting to know somebody makes a huge amount of sense, because just trying to please somebody, which is everybody's impulse at the beginning of a relationship, can lead you down a primrose path that's very hard to maintain. Now, when we're talking about long-term relationships, you're talking about maintenance. You're talking about something not that happens once or once in a blue moon, but can be it can be sustained and maintained and continued and trusted over a long period of time. Okay, so, and again, that's not, it doesn't have anything to do with straight or gay. It has to do with how you do relationships. It's very interesting to me, as a psychologist, you know, one of the huge advantages of the work that I've gotten to do in the last couple of decades, and being a combination of not only psychologists but anthropologists and sociologists as well, is seeing the change that has occurred in human behavior and human expectations and human life. And I think one of them is with gay marriage, that gay men are thinking about long-term relationships in some ways for the first time, that which isn't to say that gay men were not capable of sustaining long-term relationships, because many were and are. But the idea that the ethos has changed, it's okay to admit it. It's okay to look to terms like fidelity and commitment in the gay community, as opposed to with marriage now looming. So an interesting take, I think, on the whole concept of marriage as far as I'm concerned. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-961-6303. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-961-6303. 800-961-6303. That's 800-961-6303.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. Are we talking about the news story that I found to shock and surprise Shane with, which is that there are actually more single people in the United States for the first time ever than married. slightly more than 50.2%. And, you know, it's really interesting because we were talking about, is that because divorce has gotten more prevalent, which it has not, in fact. It's going to be interesting to see how gay marriage impacts this because, as I said, I think the statistics, almost by definition, are census statistics, which are about a year plus behind, about a year and a half behind. So with gay marriage being legal in, what, I think it's seven or eight states?
I'd have to look that up, but I think you're about right there.
It's going to be interesting to see if that changes, because in theory it would, right? That all those people
who
are... So we'll see what happens, but...
Never know. Maybe Omar will be getting married eventually.
Yeah. Well, if they can figure that out, I mean, it sounds like they really are good friends.
Exactly.
It's certainly easier to go from friendship to romance than it is to go from romance to friendship. And you can see, and sex is one of the issues which makes it a little more difficult. So,
definitely.
But good for both of them for kind of hanging in there and seeing what... You know, how it's going to work out. And it sounds like they waited a long time to be sexual with one another, which is good for them. Good for, you know. And again, that's not a gay straight issue. That's a human issue, you know, that who we choose to love. Look, if we could make it orderly, our lives would run much simpler, right? You fall in love with the person who falls in love with you. You fall in love with the person who your mom wants you to be with. You fall in love with your next door neighbor. I mean, it just doesn't work that way, unfortunately. I hate to quote Woody Allen, but the heart wants what the heart wants. In this particular case, it's a little sleazier than we'd like.
That's true.
And what the heart wants doesn't necessarily mean you have to act out on, but it does mean that, it's probably why arranged marriages work so well for so much of human history. Although, it's hard to know. You know, I can remember being at a seminar like 20 years ago or something, and somebody saying, well, our grandmothers were happier. And I raised my hand and said, how do we know that? And they said, well, they stayed married. And I said, what were their options?
Right.
You know, if you That's leave a marriage it. And you and your kids starve to death or you're shunned by the village, you know, that's not necessarily that you're happy. So it's one of those things that's a little hard to know. But certainly we see, and I think that's one of the reasons why there's, in fundamentalist societies that women are repressed, is that men have been in charge of the universe since essentially the beginning. And so when women begin to be not in charge, but even self-reliant, it disrupts the balance of power. Because women have had none.
My wife is pretty in charge in our house.
And so she should be.
That's right, exactly.
Good for you. Yeah. Well, and look, I think you're a good example of it. That you know, in fact, I think all of my producers have been married to women who were very accomplished, very educated, probably made more money than they did, and were perfectly happy campers. And part of it is, I think, your age. That you guys are of an age where quite often you were raised by working mothers. And that changes everything.
Yep.
Because if you were raised by a stay-at-home mom, then you're much more likely to feel that a woman's place is in the home. If you're raised by a mother, the primary female figure in your life, who worked, then you believe that the women work. And like my daughter said, when I said, you know, she said, I want to go visit that person. And I said, well, we can't go, unless we call first. And she said, why not? And she said, well, she may not be home. And my daughter said, will she be at work? And I said, no, she doesn't go to work. And she said, why? Is she sick? I mean, the idea for my daughter never occurred to her that women wouldn't work because her mother did. So, although she also referred to me as a nurse and a girl, so that's because she was in daycare one day a week with women, and most of the mothers who were there were nurses. So, trying to order your daughter to think of you as a doctor because you are, and a woman because you are, is not. You feel sort of like a bully. All right, so let's talk about. I don't know, begun on that. Single and married. What are folks on? On Facebook,
A couple of Facebook fans have chimed in. Actually, quite a few. The first one, Alika, I think is how you say her name, says, if I could choose, I would choose to be married. I'm currently with a wonderful man who I intend to marry one day soon, together for 3 years, she says. She says she would love to make that ultimate commitment and turn to him and spend her life with him, traveling, growing, and experiencing life together. She says she would love the friendship and companionship, as well as everything else that comes with, including the marriage, as well as possibly having a child one day and being parents together. She says he would be a fantastic father from what I know of him, and this is And she says that's the point. She said, I love having him there, and it just makes everything else joyful. So good for her. I mean,
but there's no it's a wonderful essay.
Yeah,
there's
yeah.
no explanation about why they're not married. I mean, do we have any idea their age?
Let's see. I could probably. Well, no, I can't really find out there just by looking at her page. But yeah, I mean, she looks young. She looks very young.
Yeah,
I'd say she's probably early 20s.
Yeah, that turns out to be one of the phenomena that's occurring. That women are both men and women are marrying later. They're waiting to have children till later, which is creating some issues sometimes for women, because men can be fertile till their last 104-year-old breath. Women, not so much. And you know, if you decide that you're going to wait till your career's established, a lot of women have found out that whole issue of being a parent gets much more difficult biologically as well as emotionally and financially and all sorts of other ways. But she then would fall into the category. She's obviously in a relationship, sounds stable, sounds committed, but they're single. That's going to count in the 50.2%.
Mm-hmm.
And the question is, will they convert and do they convert? And I know huge number of people I'm trying to think if I know more single people than married people. I don't know that I've ever figured it out sort of on a statistical basis, but an awful lot of people who feel as she does that this is the person I want to be with. We're committed to one another. We don't date other people. We may live together. We share our finances. We may even own property together, but we're not married.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think if I think about the people I know, I think you're probably right. I think there's more of them that fall into that category than are actually married.
It used to be in you know the 70s, the whole deal was, well, you didn't get married because you didn't want the state to have any say so. It was kind of the hippy dippy thing.
Okay.
But I think more and more it's and there is that acknowledgement that divorce. You know, that if you're living together, you don't, I mean, it still can be awful if you break up, but you don't need, the state doesn't have any say-so over it. This whole thing, the whole discussion of gay marriage has been very interesting, as I said, from my point of view of, you know, sort of overseeing it, is that it's made people look at marriage in general and what its value is. Because at the same time, the gay or the straight world is saying, I don't know if marriage works for us anymore. The gay world is saying, we want it. And certainly anything that you're deprived of is going to make you want it more. But whether or not marriage, as we now know it, is efficient or effective for people is being negotiated even as we live. So be interesting in the next couple. Interesting time to be alive. Chinese curse. May you live in interesting times. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at Dr.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness. The phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're
you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to SimplySafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimplySafeDefense.com.